Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and spend this time with you. And I'll always say that, you know, until I have my last breath, I'm going to say, I am so happy to be here and be alive and be healthy. And especially in today's day and age with so much going on. And hi, my goodness. Well, this is in December. We're in December of 2020. I think, you know how in life we'll say, where were you in 9/11? Or where were you here? Where were you then? And all of us have, you know, good days, bad days, everything in our lives that we will recall a certain day means something to us. I think this year, and I know 2020 is going to be the whole year for everybody in the world, it looks like. That's been a really rocking, shaking, all kinds of, it's just unbelievable. And we've got to get through it. We really need to get through it. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about predictions for 2021, which is mainly common sense, right? Because we don't have a crystal ball, that there's a lot of things that have happened that can give us good indicators for what we can expect in 2021. And we're such in trying times, but no matter where you are in the world, times are tough. Anxiety levels, domestic violence is at an all-time high. There's some making a lot of money with the stock market, real estate, yes and no, because that's not always the case depending on where you are, and especially if you own the businesses. Like over 30% of small businesses have gone out of business since COVID started. It's so sad. And there's some making with the online businesses as actually a phenomenal way to go. I hear so many people are doing so well with online businesses because people are stuck at home. And there's more people on the internet now. I think Zoom was, those of you probably heard when Zoom was having some security issues, I wasn't afraid at all because I trusted that company knew what they were doing. Now, some government people may disagree with me, but that's okay. We're all going to each disagree with some things with each other, and it's really important that one of the things I hope when we transition forward into our new year is that we can all take baby steps and start trying to understand each other more and agree to disagree more. So much of our life is the tragic parts, the domestic violence, the issues, the lack of love, the hate comes from other people trying to control us and vice versa. So I hope that can change. But literally we right now, moving into the timing, we've making a lot of changes, but so many don't know where to turn. So if they're out of work, know where to turn. There are options. There are definitely options. You know, a lot of things are changing, how we think, how we're doing things. But this, too, will pass. It definitely doesn't feel like it, though, when you're deep in the middle of it, and I know. It's really difficult. It's really, really hard. And people can say, well, you don't know how this is, and you don't know how this is. And it just goes around and around and around. And I want to talk today about some things we know for sure and different avenues. So a lot of you listening aren't in real estate. Many agents and brokers are in real estate. And for those of you, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about on the real estate side. And this all applies to everybody. It applies to no matter what you're doing, where you are in life. I know it doesn't feel like it when you're in the middle of it and when you're in the middle of depression. But it really will pass. you are a miracle, and sometimes the most trying times is exactly when you need to work harder, come up with solutions, keep moving, not getting into drinking, not getting into drugging, and not getting into anger. And that kind of rolls back around with what I was talking about a second ago about people, you know, disagreeing. Like, you may be hearing me now going, oh my gosh, Allie, what are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear this. It's not, you know, and you don't have to hear it. And that's the beautiful thing about these podcasts. I started doing them, it'll be 9 years in January. And when I did my first podcast with Randy Zachary, who I love to death, Randy's with right now doing a fundraiser in Nashville. He is handles a lot of the marketing and production for Family Radio. And when he's helped me, he's been in radio probably for over 40 years, but he helped me and co-host this show, Reality Universal Radio, when we first started, and has helped me for years. And I picked the blog talk platform to do it on because it was so easy and anybody can do it. And I know Randy would disagree with me at times and some really, really pros would disagree with me, but I love to be able to do things that the lay person can do. You don't have to be an expert to do it, and then it gets you in the habit of learning how to do it over and over and over and over, and then you become an expert. Like, I'm an expert in real estate. I've got over 110,000 hours in real estate, which is crazy, but it's true. And they say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. But Randy's an expert in radio, and the first show we did was January 2012, and my brother died a week later, and it almost killed me. And I remember doing the first show with Randy and my brother going, how'd it go? And I'm like, I love it. I just love it. I love doing that. And then the next week he died, and Randy said, you know, we stopped the show for the funeral. And he's like, do you want to go on or stop it? Of course, this is podcasting and not in person, so you're able to, you know, not show your face. You can cry. You can do it. You don't have to have be all fixed up or anything. So anyhow, I said, no, I want to go forward. And some of those old shows, we still have them in archive, kind of sound pretty bad because it took me a long time to get used to my brother passing. It was not a good situation that happened. The whole what happened wasn't good. Passing's a different story. So anyhow, I want to go through. So I'm mainly talking today about we're getting into the holidays. We, you know, a lot of people think when January 1st comes, it's just going to be a whole new everything. Like we talk about our New Year's resolutions at the end of the year, and usually they say we forget about them after 6 weeks, and then we're back to whatever we're used to doing. So I think that we want to get into this new normal, but let's go back to what we have, too. We don't have to just throw the towel in. And, you know, if you're listening and you're going, yeah, right, well, I don't know. I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to be. Email me or call us at Reality Universal, 866-808-6368, or look me up on Facebook. Those of you who know me know how to private message me or reach me, but I'm reaching out to anybody that doesn't. And if you're stuck, please, I'd love to have a conversation. It's difficult when you're dealing with so many people in the networks and everything all the time, but I will make the time because you're important, and it's tough. It's very tough. This great pandemic that greeted us in 2020 sent shockwaves through the world, setting the motion monumental shifts in the ways that we interact with work, how we learn, everything. Now, those of us in real estate, I've been in for 35 years, started working on things virtually 20 years ago. So, for me, the pivot, the switch wasn't as difficult at first. And then with Hawaii, where we have a brokerage, I'm in Maryland right now, and I wasn't able to go back because I go back and forth now with it being shut down. It's been shut down since from March through middle of October. There was a 14-day quarantine, and then the governor just changed it to 3 days in the middle of October. And I know Kauai opted out of that. So that part for us, for me, has been very difficult, very costly. Hasn't been fun. I completely understand where small businesses are having to shut down, not being able to make it. You always want to figure out there's another way. Even if you have a job and you're laid off, you know, your skills, think about what skills you have. Think about what skills what you like to do, because where's your hidden genius? Because there's something you do. It could be a hobby that you can now teach online, and somebody will pay you for it, and you can make a course. And I'm not saying this lightly. Like, I've worked on this stuff for years, but I believe in it. And now when we have this total pandemic, total stress and people, fear everywhere, lack of money, lack of finances, all this anxiety, it really, I want to go out and mention these online businesses, online things you can do, not just with real estate. You know, it's with real estate, we've done it for years. I started creating real estate menu system programs years ago and have brought them into different markets, and now we have a network, and we're looking to really expand that more because it's so needed right now. And people can, you can do deals virtually, and it's all set in systems and set in stone, and it's easy, you know. But the reason I can say it's easy is I've been doing it for years and years and years and years and years and years, so I'm an expert at it. And when it comes to right now, if you're listening and you just lost your job and you've got five kids to feed and everybody's yelling at you and your family and you don't know where to go, please take a deep breath. And we can give you some resources. We can give you some things that, in addition to what you're already doing. So please don't think that this is it, because it's not. You're going to make it. And God, I fully have my faith in God. I don't think I'd be here if I didn't have my faith, true faith, true lived. And I do get into the scripture. I'm a Christian. But God's real. I'm not trying to push religion on anybody, and you'll hear me do this a lot, because even Jesus, religion isn't, it's not getting into the word. It's not getting in and understanding how we're made and everything. And no matter what you believe in, you know, we all do have spirits and souls, and things happen. Miracles do happen, and you're a miracle. And so we have gotten so stuck in certain ways of thinking about everything. And I think what's happening now is we're all just, everything's being disrupted. So nobody knows what to do, and people are stressed. So I'm not going to go on and on because we have things to talk about here in addition, but please contact us. And it doesn't have to be about real estate at all. And I can give you some tools, some good guidelines, good places to get into, because you can do, if you have a hobby, say you play the guitar, you can teach to play the guitar. If you knit, you can show someone how to knit. If you cook a certain dish, if there's something you like to do outside, something you do with writing, something, it doesn't have to be, I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. You know, think about it, and what do you like, or what brings you joy? There's photography, equipment. There's just so many things that we don't think about. You know, maybe something someone always says, wow, how'd you do that? It's so easy for you. There's ways to do this. When you say you don't have any money, you don't have to have money to do this. I mean, very minimal amount of money, very minimal. So, but I'm just saying that right now because it's really important. And sometimes through the worst things that happen in our lives, we grow. And I know right now everybody's changing. So many things are changing. So Zoom, for example, when I switched around where I was talking, I could do that. Kind of like, that's kind of the way I think sometimes, so I'm sorry. But Zoom was doing like 10 million customers a month in December, and then when the pandemic hit, it went up to like 200 million. So that's 190 million more people than what they were doing in the beginning. So, of course, they would have security issues and some issues going on. I felt confident that they would pull through it, and they did. But that's 200 million on Zoom. Just imagine how many more millions, billions, now we have using the internet on everything. So when you create what you're good at, you don't have to sell to a lot of people if you do the numbers and do the math to make it work. So we have a membership business, and we're going to grow that in leaps and bounds. We started it years and years ago. I was kind of ahead of my time in the menu systems and also the membership, and I didn't go out and monetize like Amazon did or Facebook. You sit there and you go, oh, wow, that was like perfect. But now it all makes sense, and now it's perfect timing to keep doing it, you know. So sometimes we have ideas that are way ahead, and it doesn't matter. The worst thing you can do is let someone else talk you out of something. And so there's so many ways to do it. But when you add drugs and add the alcohol and add the other stuff, it's not good. So I could do a whole show on that. I could do a whole week on that. Actually, I could probably do a month on that. But anyhow, so, you know, so many businesses that have stayed, even restaurants, many, and God bless everybody, that have shut down. It's so hard. The restaurants and so many people have had to pivot. I think pivot is going to be the biggest word of the year for 2020. And they had to, you know, come up with online orders or maybe deliveries. And when they didn't do deliveries before, not that it was enough to make it work, but it's helped. Schools, look at the schools with the online learning. And I know a teacher in Vegas who retired because she said, I can't do it anymore. But she had already been in like 30-some years. I think she was due to retire. But to make that switch from not online to online and grading papers and teaching differently was a lot for someone who's done it completely the other way for all these years. But for those who learn and how they start going into it, it's going to be okay. I think a lot of things are going to be more hybrid now. You'll have in-person and virtual in-person. And so there's a lot to be said about working from home. You get to spend more time with your family. You can do other things and come back and work. So it's not going to be as bad as we think that way. Educators, though, have had to adapt their ways of teaching the children. Also, our economy, after a 10-year expansion, the virus hit and it kind of reset the button, wiping out job gains, economic progress, all in a swoop. Remember when we had March, April was not good for the stock market. Now the stock market has come all the way back around, and some people I've heard made more than they've ever made. And so here we have fear, and we need to get information really get information, because how are we going to know what to do exactly? So what's unique about all of this coming in is the natural disasters of sorts, that some of the impacts are going to be permanent. Usually when we have a crisis, there's a temporary disruption, and then you get kind of a swift, return to normal. Nobody really seems to think that we're going to have the new normal totally, but and I think there's going to be a lot of things that are going to become habits. You know, for example, I'm a hugger. I'm always hugging. Well, I used to be a hugger. Let me take that back. I was a hugger before March of 2020. And you want to hug, hey, how you doing, and hug and always shake hands. And I think a lot of that is going to stop because of what we're learning with the social distancing and things. There's a lot of things that we're going to change in how we do things, and then they will become permanent. So the new babies being born and people growing up and taking things, they're not going to think anything of doing online education. I've always, like I said, I've been doing it for 20 years and I love it. But when this hit, the hardest thing for me, I was like, wow, I'm used to going to the gym or doing other things, or I could have 5 meetings in the day, working on a product, working on deals, negotiating, checking in with the offices. But I would still be able to go, come and go, get on planes. And with all that stopping, the gyms closing, restaurants closed for a while, hair salons, planes definitely. This is, and so that really, really disrupted what I'm used to doing, and money's too, drastically, because Hawaii's really hurt. And I think it's really important to, we can only go forward and try to have some reserves and try to have a backup plan and things like that, because when you have these backup plans, then you're able to pull through these tough times and not have to close your business or change your life drastically. So these types of things, like say, for example, if someone has a heart attack, they typically are going to really watch their diet, change their habits. But after a while, a lot of these habits go back to what they were used to, right? So I think that's something that we have an opportunity now to make these changes and really make new patterns that are going to last forever and ever and ever. Because I was on a webinar the other day and somebody was saying, well, they thought January 1st is going to be like, boom, everything's done, and it's not going to happen right away. Now, some of the experts that there has been lots of money put into this, into these analytics and figuring out, they're saying we're not going to go back to what we're used to until 2024. I don't know. I do know in the real estate world, though, it's definitely a great time to sell your house right now in December of 2020. It's a great time to refinance because the interest rates are so low and people are still trying to take advantage of the interest rates. It seems common sense to me that March and April, when the forbearances come do, and also because of all the rentals where people haven't been able to pay, and landlords, you know, are having maybe only a couple properties in their portfolio, the smaller, you know, for investments, they may not be able to keep the properties if they've lost so much money. So I think we're going to see more short sales and foreclosures with all the moratoriums expiring next spring and summer. I do pray that the lenders, the servicers, will be able to offer different packages to people, but that's going to depend on what the government is going to offer as well. So everybody is hurting all the way around, and with our government, with the trillions and trillions of dollars that have been put out, that has to come back in the next few years. So we can either look at it as doom and gloom, or we've got to really stand our ground and work hard each day and keep focused and keep doing as much as we can, because it's scare is just fear and scare, being scared and not doing anything. There's a tendency for us as humans to just paralyze ourselves when we're afraid. That's the worst thing you can do right now. It's not a good thing for your children. Your children need to see you up and upbeat. And I'll tell you, I got on I got on the Village, what was it, Stu McLaren and his wife Amy started the Village. I'm looking at something here, I'm sorry, villageimpact.com, and it is amazing. And Stu McLaren, they help with building, they've built schools in Africa and help with clean water, soap, education. It's amazing how many they've done already. And they had a webinar the other day, a fundraiser kickoff for that, to bring in monies, because nonprofits are hurting terribly now too. Everybody's hurting. And it was so amazing. They brought in some of the top online marketers who are brilliant and have been doing this for years. And every one of them has done well this past year because they pivoted, they switched their systems. If anybody wants to hear that too, you just send us a message and we'll send you that replay. It's amazing, and with what they're doing. Now, Stu McLaren has some fantastic membership sites you can get into, and that's something I would highly recommend to look at, too, as well. We are going to take a quick break and come right back and talk a little bit more about these predictions for 2021 and pivoting.
This is Randy Zachary at Family Radio, and we've got the good news. In the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, Luis Ocampo, an Army medic, returned home from aiding in relief efforts to find that his home had been robbed. Fundraising efforts for his family yielded $15,000, three times their original goal. But instead of keeping the extra money, Ocampo donated it to others in need. Christmas is the season of both receiving and giving. As Christians, we celebrate the gift we've received, salvation in Jesus. We also take the opportunity to present that same gift to others. We read in Psalm 96:2, "Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day." The best way to express our gratitude for God's gift of salvation is to share the good news with others. For more good news, go to familyradio.org.
Upon your knees. something lovely wrapped beneath the tree. But heaven only knows the packages and bows can never heal a hurting human soul. No more lies on a pile than words would never say, and time would heal all.
About just talking story predictions for 2021, how to kind of get through this pandemic and pivot and really stay positive. And that's another thing I've noticed. Like, I've always had a lot of energy, and there's times in my life that I've gone through a lot of tragedies and trials and tribulations. And when you get really, really depressed, have you noticed your energy is way down? It's like you barely have any energy. And the more we can work on keeping that energy up, it just changes everything. It just changes your whole dynamics and gives you that strength to get up there and keep moving and get up and work and get up and do those things you need to do so that this can be behind us. And in real estate, it was funny, just like you have your own genius inside of you, like something you do that now you can make it, you can pivot and even if you with work and your no work and actually start creating and use it and to your benefit and not please don't think if you feel like, oh, there's no way I can do it. Yes, you can. Baby steps go a long, long way. And it's funny, with real estate, I started the menu systems in 1994, and here we are in 2020, and they're being used in many different markets now. And for those of you, if you do need to sell, now is a good time to sell. If you want to buy, it's a good time to buy. There's also programs. We have affiliates in 50 states that can help you. We have for sale by owner programs all the way up to full service. And then there's buyer rebate programs. So it really helps, especially now, too, because everybody needs extra money in their pocket and extra help. There's way more do-it-yourself things nowadays than there ever has been. So we'll have a lot more hybrids coming up. Definitely in this next 2021. And it's just going to be a new way of doing business. It's going to be a new way of living. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, what's changed? Let us know, too. You can also go to realityuniversal.com and leave us a note. What's changed with you? What big things have come up? I'll tell you, that you look about with family and time for yourself, and what have you learned through this? I've seen a lot of people making major changes. Lots of times in life, we'll just keep something comfortable or we won't do anything until something really forces us to. And I think this has been a biggie forcing us to, especially being told what we can and cannot do with the government, with the government being pulled out of our positions, not being able to travel. So let us know what you've experienced as well. And there were a couple things that are going to be coming up too. For example, there's so many new problems that have emerged. Okay, so say you're in the entertaining business, or you know how to do some. More and more families are going to have to entertain their children at home. You could come up with something along that way. Kajabi is a really good platform, and KBA too, and then of course the Stu McLaren. There's all these different online. Tom Antion's wonderful for online marketing. So there's all these different platforms and places. You can Google. You can also contact us, and we're happy to give it to you. There's going to be – so entertaining kids is going to be necessary. Home. So many home projects have been done, and people are spending so much time at home. They're figuring out how to make your home an oasis. Delivery services are huge, right? You know, of course, we've got Uber and Lyft, and now there's a couple others coming up. Many buyers are leaving cities because they're being allowed to work from remotely rather than having to stay and commute in the cities are more expensive. A lot of that's going to change, too. I remember back in the 90s, you had more people in the suburbs, and the cities were trying to bring people into the cities. They wanted to renovate the cities, 90s after 2000 as well. So a lot more funding was going into the cities, and many of the cities around our country of the U.S., or some people may be listening in other places as well, but a lot of our cities around the U.S. started renovating the cities. And in real estate, people, they still have it today where there's different programs. You always want to check and see what grants and what monies are being given for different services. But they would have grants for police officers and teachers to move into the area, you know, to accommodate, to get more people in. That's gone on for years in the cities, and now you're starting to see it everywhere. But as far as people on their own, many are being able to move out to areas where they couldn't have before or live wherever they want to because they can work virtually. So there's a lot of good that's come out of this too, not the COVID. My mother's will be 81 in January. She just tested positive on Saturday for COVID. This last Saturday, she has dementia and Alzheimer's. It's a really bad situation, but her body's healthy, and I feel confident she's going to get through the COVID. And not that we want anybody to get it at all, but 98% of the people are making it, and she's 80 and a half, but again, her body's healthy. The hardest thing for us right now is getting her to stay in her apartment with her cat because she doesn't understand what's going on, and she wants to walk around. It's a pretty large place, and a lot of friends are there, and that's the hardest part. I was called by one of the nurses, and they said, you know, you're going to have to pay for, like, a third-party person or one of our staff to stand guard, basically, outside of her apartment if she keeps coming out. But I'm not fearing on the COVID end for her. Now, there's it's everybody differently, but there's so many opportunities with things, but so many problems and so many things, and we have to stay as strong as we can. There's going to be new problems that we can help solve, and that's the biggest thing when you're running businesses or even at home, and all these creations come about from problems, right? So there's transcription is huge now because you're getting way more podcasts than ever. Just everything, you know, and authenticity, being authentic is so important. And I want to mention, you do not have to be perfect. So many people, just listen to me. I do my podcast organically, and I know Randy for years was like, Natalie, let's do it on a different platform. Let's do this. And I still use my phone a lot where it's like, oh, you're supposed to use your microphone. Don't get me wrong. I am not knocking professionalism in any way, shape, or form. And, yes, I need to start monetizing it. I didn't want to monetize it ever in all these 9 years. I'm like, no, I just wanted to be there for people. I don't want to have a bunch of, you know, ads and all this stuff. But we're going to start another show, too, that's just going to be mainly about motivation, life, self-help, because what we do with Realty Universal membership radio, this Realty Universal radio, is we mix up for the membership is how we started it. But then I was like, I want to mix it up with self-help and talking about serving and all this stuff. And I was told, no, just keep it on real estate. And I'm like, no. And it's worked. It's been beautiful. But I didn't care if it was beautiful or not that way. I don't want to offend anybody, but it just kept it organic. And that's when you want to stay. Don't worry about that. Because a lot of people listening, if you're going to start something new, you're going to have fear. How do I do it? And you, of course, practice makes perfect, but just do it. Just absolutely do it. Don't worry about it being perfect. That's one thing we can say, one positive with all this crazy stuff and social networking and people not being politically correct and people not being as professional as they should be, because some of the things that are happening, even when you go to the grocery store and the stores or customer service, definitely wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. I think we've really become very much more informal. So on the positive note, don't be afraid. You know, you can laugh about yourself if you just mess up something a little bit. You know, we're not talking about setting the house on fire. That's something you have to be careful about. But, you know, going in and trying to pitch something, start a new project, there's so many ways to do it without a lot of money. So don't let fear stop you. And you don't have to be perfect. You need to be authentic. Be you. And I'm going to give you a couple. Let's see. So what else do we have? So there's so many and things coming up that will be changed. Just look at everything we do. And everything is created, comes in the thought first and how to fix something. Everybody's trying to make it better, right? Look at Ford, Henry Ford with the cars. He failed and failed and failed, and he kept going, and look what happened. So we definitely don't want to worry about any of that at all. Be positive with it. And, Nelson Mandela said, it's good to win, but when you fail, you learn. And so don't worry about having it perfect. Don't worry about having it perfect at all. So on the real estate end, let us know what you need, because we have so many creative ways to make real estate work. It's like an encyclopedia of ways. And who uses encyclopedia terms anymore? Us older people. But you know what I mean. There's lots and lots of ways to make things work. So if you have a situation and you need help, let us know. At realtyuniversal.com, go up and fill it out or call us. Fill out a contact form or call us and let us know what's going on so we can help you. But again, you don't have to be about real estate to have a question about anything. You can question anything. So this went by really fast because I'm just going on and on and on and on. But the biggest thing is get that uplifting. Don't allow anger to fester. You get busy, start working into something. Now there's people on disability, but maybe they can still do some type of work. And if you can't, or you can serve or call a friend or call somebody you haven't called for years and see how they're doing, because a lot of people are having a really, really hard time. I don't think I've ever seen it. People have as much anxiety as now. So with that, we are going to sign off shortly and looking through here and see if I had more that I wanted to talk about. Pretty much it's all general stuff, and it applies to everything. Our life is applied to everything, and it's interesting. One thing I did want to mention is audiobooks. You can go on audible.com and knowledge is power. Knowledge is such power, and there's so much going on that you can do even just on with an audiobook or courses that you can do completely on audio that you don't even have to get on your computer and sit down to do. It's just amazing. Or you can do a hybrid, do a mixture of that, and you'd be amazed at how much you can get done. So start thinking differently. Enjoy your day. It doesn't mean don't work. I don't know why people think like retirement or like whatever means don't work. Now, it depends on the type of job you've had, but you still want to work at something and work at, even if it's your project or it's something you want to create, just keep it going. And so, I mentioned before Stu McLaren and Tom Antion, Kingdom Builders Academy, KBA with Tamara Lowe. These are some really Tony Robbins. I mean, look at what he's done in his career and how many thousands and thousands of people he's helped. And it's definitely with reinforcement, positive, positive, positive. And it's okay. We all mess up and we go back and we start over and we mess up and we start over. And people are saying, well, how am I going to pay my bills? We got to look at it. Look at what the bills are and how many credit cards you have and what the debt is versus the income. You can figure this out. You can definitely figure this out. And I'm talking, a lot of the things I say are for people that are having the hard time with it, right? Because it's, I'm going to leave you with that. Let's see. I'm looking for Christmas songs. Well, we'll do Christmas songs next couple weeks, more Christmas songs. And I'm going to mention a couple other, let's see, audios are not phenomenal. Listen to those because you've got a lot of books you can look up there. Also, we can give you a list of books too, things like that as well. There's so many ways to do this, and I don't want to throw something at you and go, wow, this is overwhelming, because you can do it in little bite-sized chunks and actually get it done. It's amazing. So remember, sometimes out of hard things comes good things, or most of the time it does in the long run. So with that said, I'm going to say my good friend Mary Blake, who's 91 in Manhattan, she just wrote another book last month, not last month, last year. And she actually right now in Manhattan is part of an acting group, and they are doing it on Zoom. They do it on Zoom every Thursday, and it's been amazing with real pro, you know, a lot of pros that she's known for years. And she's 91 years old, and she's just she's not quitting. She's not stopping. And I know that keeps her healthy because of her positive attitude. So she always says love and light. And with that, I'm going to end with I wish you peace.